Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, he's more confident in what we're asking him to do. You see a more confident player out there on the field. He's fully healthy. He's had a full season and an off season to understand what we're doing defensively. He knows the techniques that we're asking him to use. He knows what the terminology is. And so now he's able to just really go out there and play football. It's not as much about thinking and trying to process, you know, what I do on this particular call. He's more out there just going along and playing the game and letting his athletic ability take over. So I like where he's at.
Sounds from training camp brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. That was head coach Dennis Allen talking about Bradley Roby's camp so far. And he came, Bobby, late on the eve of the season last year.
Yeah.
So he didn't go through training camp, and it was kind of a shotgun start for him in terms of learning the playbook.
Yeah, learning and being familiar where it's second nature and you're not guessing. Not that he was guessing, but it's familiar where, you know, like the back of your hand. No, Bradley Roby is, because you need more than two cover corners, but if you just start with, let's say, two cornerbacks on each team, so like 64, Bradley Roby is an NFL starting quarterback, cornerback, who's getting paid also like a starter.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why, Chris, what is he getting? I know, is it $11 million? I mean, I don't know why that figures in my head. No, he's handsomely rewarded as a top cornerback, because he is. I mean,
it's amazing to me if you look at, for the Saints, what they got, Jack Rabbit off of waiver wire, Bradley Roby. I mean, you know, that's pro scouting to its best right there.
Yeah, and then Bradley Roby, when we talked to him, he said this team reminds him of
the Broncos Super Bowl team.
The Broncos 2015 Super Bowl team.
Yeah, but this team doesn't have Peyton Manning.
No. I think he was talking about their group.
Defensive backs, yeah.
Yeah, their corner. I think he was talking more about their position group on the back end where they're at.
Yeah.
And he said, no, we're right there just as good as that 2015 Super Bowl winning Denver Broncos team.
Yeah, look, if you look at who they have, Marshawn Lattimore, Paulson Adebo, Bradley Roby, Alante Taylor, much deeper than they were even just a couple of years ago.
Honey Badger, Marcus Mean.
Yeah, I'm talking about corners.
Oh, corners, I got you.
Yeah, you throw those two guys in at safety. Look, they got a lot of depth, a lot of really good depth when you want to get into the nickel. Not to mention P.J. Williams, another really good depth piece that can play some safety, can play a little bit in the slot. And I think, Bobby, P.J.'s quietly carving himself out a really nice career. After early in his career, he struggled a bit at
times.
Yeah,
like him and P-Rob. Him and P-Rob both struggled. But you remember, P-Rob had to leave the Saints, go to the Eagles, and he won a Super Bowl there. And then all of a sudden, he was the top-ranked cornerback. I want to say Pro Football Focus and a number of organizations. Mm-hmm. Ranked him there, and he got paid. And then he came here, and now he was dealing with injuries. But P.J. Williams, when you're talking about bang for your buck, and what the Saints are actually paying for him, he might be the most value. Because when you look at, okay, what you actually paying a player and what they bring to the table, no, that's a hometown discount. P.J. Williams could be starting, I'm telling you. Now, he'll play, but could be starting for another NFL team.
Well, it's also, Bobby, I think a player that recognizes fit, right?
Right.
Recognizes familiarity and how important that is to people. Really don't quite, I think, understand that when it comes to organizations and a player. We see it all the time. Somebody in the offseason gets a big payday, and it's not so much that they're not living up to the billing. It's they might have went to the wrong organization that uses them improperly. Not a good scheme.
The
fit.
Whole fit. Yeah. And that's one thing I think P.J. Williams realized that. Boy, I really like it with the Saints, and I'm a good fit here. And, I like Dennis Allen, whether it's going from Aaron Glenn to now Chris Richard. I like what we're doing defensively. And, to show how you got to be a pro's pro, and that's hard to do. When you basically, the week of a game, NFL game, they said, we kind of lacking at safety right now. We need you to help us out. But you're playing in a real game, not in a practice or preseason. No, a real NFL game against the Titans, and how he looked like he belonged. Oh, yeah, practice a couple of days and go in the back end and be an NFL safety. No, that's what I saw. Okay, that's his future right there.
Yep.
And he could excel at a high level. And then all of a sudden, you get more confidence. We all know at the end against
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, giving Tom Brady a business, pick six. What better way to close out that game?
I think I was talking to him. Was it last year? I think it was last year. Where I remember him telling me playing safety made him understand concepts, route concepts a little bit more, what based on a formation, what an offense can run. And that I think he showed you that, picking off Tom Brady.
Yeah, whether you can take chances and pick and choose. You know your utmost responsibility. You don't want to cheat too much. But pick and choose when you cheat and you play in the percentages.
I know
to be
this
right.
name is blasphemy because of what he ultimately did. But Darren Sharper said the same thing to me in 2009 when he had the year he did. He said it's all about when you start understanding concepts from an offensive player, a receiver, what they can run down and distance, what they're capable of running in that down and distance, and at also understanding where you are field position wise. You start to understand. Yeah, I can take a gamble here.
What Darren Sharper did on the field, that could be the difference of whether we would truly make the playoffs and do something and maybe represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, taking the football away. What did I tell you about Paulson and Debo? He's unbelievable and, like, pass defended. Papa, can the Honey Badger, you did an outstanding job with the Chiefs taking it away. Now we need you to take the ball away for the Saints. Paulson and Debo, Lattimore. That's what they got to do. Take the football away, like P.J. Williams. P.J. Williams. Marcus May. Okay, Marcus May, you coming to the Saints. Just do half of what Darren Sharper did in that 1 year on the field. I mean, it was truly a difference maker why we Super Bowl champs.
All right, more from Saints head coach Dennis Allen. Here is D.A. on the importance of the preseason for the coaching staff.
I think these preseason games are important. We all benefit in some form or fashion from every one of these games. And so, for me as the head coach, going through that process with this staff, making sure that all the communication is exactly the way that we want it. It goes even as far as to, making sure that the travel is done exactly the way we want it. And so everything gets evaluated. We make whatever tweaks we need to make and kind of go from there. So, it's important.
Sound from Saints sound from training camp brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. Bobby, this is another dry run for Dennis Allen as the head coach. He's telling you he's going to evaluate how the process goes, whether it's travel, all that stuff, I think is important, as he alluded to, for him and his staff to do this.
Well, and looking at the preseason coming about, and you start, I don't know. To me, it's all about evaluation. When we're going to go to Green Bay or on all these teams, like, for instance, the Dolphins are practicing against Tampa Bay right now. Well, those practices, to me, is just as important as a preseason game, especially when they're doing the team period and you want to stand out. You want to excel at a high level. For instance, now you might say, well, that's why he got off to a slow start when we took it to Aaron. Aaron Rodgers has not played a preseason game since 2018. Remember, we gave him the business? Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then we've been the first game. But then I think they won like eight in a row after that. So then they look and he went back-to-back MVPs. I mean, so like preseason. So I think it's more to see your whole roster. That's why even if they try and cut down a preseason, you have to have joint practices. Because you can't.
That's the new preseason game.
Yes, you can't just compete against one another. You got to compete against other players, and no one wants to be embarrassed, so it's highly competitive. So, for instance, right now, more teams right now are holding joint practices with their opponents ahead of games now that the preseason schedule has been cut down. Right now, a total of 23 teams are doing joint sessions with one team, and seven clubs are doing it with two teams. You might even see in the future, for instance, like we're getting ready to play the Texans, that we already would have went to Houston and practice against the Texans, play the preseason game, and then go to Green Bay, practice against Green Bay, and play them in the preseason. Seven teams are already doing that, having joint practice with two teams. And, you know, teams weren't permitted to hold joint sessions. We all know last season because of COVID. But I thought this was interesting. The Eagles defensive coordinator said his name's Jonathan Gannon. He says, live exposure versus different people is a really good evaluation tool to see where we're at as a team. You know, because if you just like beating up on one another, no, see how, man, we're feeling pretty good about ourselves. See how we stack up in a highly competitive atmosphere, controlled environment, who you could plug and play, who you want in the game or in the practice, like we're going to go against Green Bay. Okay, Green Bay is considered they're in the top three right now in the NFC because Aaron Rodgers and, you know, Coach LaFleur thinks that our defense. Well, that's a good measuring stick to see where we're at under Coach Allen to practice against the Packers next week. And that's why I totally agree with the Eagles defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, saying that live exposure versus different people is a really good evaluation tool to see where we're at as a team.
Bobby, D.A. Dennis Allen talked about this very subject, practices versus preseason games. Let's take a listen.
Well, I think they both matter. But ultimately, you know, this game is about, you know, results and results in game situations. So, the game's way more than the practices, but yet they're all important part of the evaluation.
Don't think for a second, Bobby, as you pointed out, all the benefits, but it's also you get a little intel on a player that you might be interested in that comes off the waiver wire. You get some real-world experience dealing with that player, looking at that player, evaluating that player.
The pro scouting department, all of this is film, they'll probably go back at all and look at all the sessions, all the drills, Saints versus Green Bay. Well, all of a sudden, they might see, you know, you're familiar with your players, that they might see a player, because you can't keep them all, and they do this to the Saints, too.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, well, man, I don't know, the Packers might want to keep him, but, boy, we really like that player, and they might try and slip on. Look how we got Taysom Hill.
Wait, I'll give you one even better. Where did Justin Hardy play before he came to New Orleans? The Houston Texans. Who did the Saints practice against?
Yes, that's a great point, Christian.
That year? The Houston Texans.
Yeah, and that's how they were familiar with him. And then how we basically stole Taysom Hill from the Packers because that's one thing the pro scouts, you kind of know what you have, but if you can get somebody even better than what you have on your roster, that's why it's a dog-eat-dog business. I mean, it's not like, okay, we have our team, it's all set. No, it's constantly changing and the evaluation process. No, so you might – okay, look, that's why all of a sudden you see where we're at. Look, we had a whole training camp, and they added Bradley Roby. But think about that, right? He wasn't even right before the season started.
Yeah, the other thing is you get to file away some info on players, in particular their personalities to a degree, and just like they do in the draft and these pre-draft interviews. You can do that with these players that are on the Packers. It's not tampering. It's just, hey, I remember the conversation that I had with that guy. And
the combine or whatever it might be.
No, but I'm talking about like even with the Packers. It might be a coach with the Saints that's talking to one of the Green Bay Packer players. Next offseason, he's a free agent. Well, you know, here's where he's sharp. There's so many benefits. I'm just trying to highlight some of the great benefits that these teams that have these joint practices,
now how
it benefits each club.
The only thing with that, and that being the NFL owners, because they wouldn't say greed, but it is greed, they're not giving up games. You know, to me, that's a ripoff when they charge full price, basically, to the fans, even though it's a preseason game. So fans want to see more meaningful games. So let's say they're going to cut the preseason and have these joint practices. That's why I don't know how it cannot eventually get to 18 games.
They're not going to cut it because the networks are paying them too much money.
Right, right. And so
the fans, they break even on.
Right. And so I could see that that formula, like if you counted 16 regular season, 4 preseason. Well, the formula is 20 games. And you know, whether they – the player's safety and how they can maybe look at that. But I still think, though –
You know how the players
they'll have at least one preseason game. Don't you think, let's say 10, 20 years ago, I don't think they totally eliminate preseason games because trying to learn your roster. And that you can have these outstanding practice sessions like with Green Bay, and it's tilted where it's highly competitive, but it's still not like an actual game, even though
the game doesn't count. They're thudding up.
Yeah,
they're not bringing guys to the ground
necessarily. So it'd be like almost like the old freshman game, you know, before you can play on the varsity and you got all the young guys. So I could see them, even 20, 30 years from now, still having that one preseason game. It might be a lot of faces and players you're not even familiar with. That they want to see lineman or running back, and putting them in those actual one-game situations that they can part of the evaluation.
Yeah. Players would love to get rid of the preseason games. Well, veteran players.
Yeah, it's like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is like, what?
And here's how it could happen. Again, this league and the way the players
could be collectively bargained.
Yeah. But the way the players, the established veterans, we see this in every CBA with the owners. The veteran players are looking after the veteran players. They don't really care about the younger players, the guys entering the league. They're not out for their best interest. They're out for their own.
Because they're trying to take my job.
Yeah. But they could take less in revenue, right, and say, all right, owners, you guys make XYZ off of these preseason games. All right, so in a regular season, we'll take less revenue because you guys are not making money off the preseason game because you don't have any more. That they'd have to make a concession like that. And
yeah,
look, the owners always recognize when they have the players, when they have the leverage over the players, because they typically win those negotiations 9 out of 10 times.
You know, to me, the preseason right now, the way it's transpired, the way it's developed, evolved, however you want to describe it, to me, it's for undrafted. Mm-hmm. Rookies and players competing for a roster spot.
Draft picks.
Miss out. But I mean, a high draft pick, you still.
Right. If you're a fifth rounder, though, you want that.
Exactly. That's like almost like an undraft. You know, fifth, sixth, seventh round are like, we already cut him, like a Malcolm Brown. You know, might have been around. You know, this would have been important for him, but maybe he might hook up with someone else and then.
That's why you move on from him now.
Yeah.
Give him another opportunity.
An opportunity. But, kind of, you heard what Aaron Rodgers said? He said, he goes, look, I definitely don't see any benefit to playing one series in a preseason game. He said, if we're going to play, he said, this is his mindset now. If we're going to play, we should play a quarter or a couple of series, two or three series, just. Suiting up and for one series or just to play four plays, to me, it's a waste of time. And again, he hasn't played since 2018 in the preseason, and he won back-to-back MVPs.
Now, if you're Jameis Winston, right, you want to get some speed of the game, right? I mean, or can they get that in Green Bay?
Okay, this is what I would say more than anything. Definitely. If he doesn't practice against Green Bay, to me, he has to play in a preseason game. Now, if he against Green Bay in the practices, then they'll see, maybe give him a series. You know, as a quarterback, and I told you this, and I always took pride in the preseason because back then it was different, I guess, in the 80s because, boy, you're coming together as a team. You don't think it bothers you, but you do not want to go three and out, like, you know, punt. No, even Andy Dalton, like what he said, I talked to him today. You want to have, boy, you coming together as an offense, and you have, like, that 12-play drive. You know, you go down the field, and you want to get a touchdown, but even if you score, you know, you get a long, sustained drive, you're scoring points, and then you go put the baseball cap on and let the youngsters play. So it's just getting back into that the speed of the game. Now, the one thing that I always remember, is that actually when you're getting tackled and you're getting hit, but they don't hit the quarterback as hard anymore. It was like you almost had to retrain yourself every year because the speed of the game. Because in practice, they just run by and they tap you and all that. So you're really not getting hit. But then all of a sudden, it might be a preseason game. It's not the Pro Bowl, but a preseason game, they were really tackling. I've gotten hit sometimes. The hardest I've been hit ever in my career was in a damn preseason game. But it like, whoa, wakes you up. Yeah. Come on. No, this is the season. This is going to happen for the next few months.
I know we're going to break before we do. Steve Geller and I were talking today. If you think about the masculinity that is pro football, right? It's a big masculine sport, right? But what do they do to reward, you know, to tell them attaboy? Pat him on the butt. I just find that entertaining. How masculine it is, but when they do a good play, they pat you on the backside.
Good play or get going, come on, you know. Yeah.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Sports Talk continues.
Don't pat me on the butt, Christian.
You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, Chris trying to be fresh.
Bobby's love affair with Justin Tucker is next here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.